You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at RNIB's very own Grimaldi building talking about WeWalk, as we've had a fantastic event thanks to RNIB's collaboration with WeWalk. And joining me now is RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. Matt, thank you for joining us.
No, my pleasure, Hugh. It's been a really good afternoon, so good to talk to you about it.
It's been fantastic because, you know, how important are, you know, these sorts of partnerships to help create a great impact?
No, they're massively important. I mean, this is a key area of our strategy, you know, travel and transport, helping people move around, because we know, you know, from all our work and our recent In My Way survey, you know, talks to a majority of London priority sighted people not feeling safe, 91% not feeling safe, you know, moving around the UK because of A-boards and street architecture and floating bus stops and all the other, you know, e-bikes on the pavement, all the things we know are part of modern life. And it doesn't make it easier for blind and partially sighted people to move around the UK, to hold down a job, to go to an education setting, to see friends and family, to pursue hobbies. So it's a big part of our strategy. And having the partnership with WeWalk and working with Imperial College, you know, and other partners in the sector, guide dogs have been a big part of today as well, you know, shows that actually, you know, the ability to come together with partners in the charity sector, in the commercial world, you know, to develop capabilities and materials which can really help, you know, tackle some of the big challenges that visually impaired people face. There's a massive sort of part of what we do, and we couldn't do it on our own. So it's been great to be able to host a meeting this afternoon, not only to show the power of partnership, but also to focus in on, you know, what looks like a really, really exciting sort of transport aid as well. So it's been great.
How do tools like WeWalk help support independence and mobility?
I mean, the technology is, I mean, ultimately we're talking about a cane. So obviously people will see blind and partially sighted people using a cane in its simplest form to help, you know, navigate, you know, streets and pavements as people move around. I mean, the clever thing about WeWalk, and they've gone through a few versions, we're coming up to version 3 at the moment, is increasingly sophisticated use of technology to be able to tell you what's around you, help you with planning navigation, be able to help you negotiate obstacles. It just is a completely sort of full package, you know, linked to your phone to enable a blind and partially sighted people to get around. I've just downloaded the app today, actually. I just plotted my route back to Caledonian Road and Barnsbury Station. You know, so the technology, you know, as we know all the time, is designed for blind and partially sighted people, but used by everybody. But though the cane, as I say, you know, at its simplest form is a cane, but actually has a technology to allow the user to get so much richer sources of information to aid their navigation around urban architecture.
How can you see this partnership evolving further?
Well, I think, as I said, you know, the RNIB, you know, last few years, I think we've been stepping up, really understanding the power of partnership, whether it's with charity sector partners, commercial partners, you know, working with other institutions, NHS, Royal Colleges, government, you know, so, you know, we need to be a good partner to make things happen, because whilst we're not a small organisation, we have a lot of capability, you know, on some of these big questions, we are genuinely sort of better together. So on this topic, you know, working with WeWalk, who bring the technology, working with, you know, Imperial College, who bring the ability to, you know, look at the research and bring that strong academic focus. You know, we bring a ton of user insight that I just mentioned, for example, in the In My Way survey. And you can see how that sort of customer insight perspective linked to the technological development, linked to the academic rigour, you know, is a very powerful sort of combination. And I think, you know, we need to be now working with WeWalk to be putting, you know, these canes out in society and the technology out in society to get many more, you know, blind and partially sighted people able to navigate better than they are at the moment.
I mean, we've heard a lot about how WeWalk works and what it's capable of. How game-changing that sort of technology is, do you think, for blind and partially sighted people?
We have a lot of people use guide dogs. There's challenges on getting enough guide dogs out for all the users. Quite a long waiting list. Guide dogs do a great job, but, you know, just challenges of supply and demand. And I think, you know, there's a lot more blind and partially sighted people who would want a solution which was maybe not having the responsibility of looking after an animal, and being able to, you know, harness modern technology to, you know, do all the things I've just mentioned, you know, to be able to direction find, negotiate obstacles, you know, be aware of your surroundings, which technology can bring. And I think we can get this in the hands of people, when we know from what I just said about our recent survey, a lot of people are very anxious and don't feel safe going out. If we can get over that hurdle, I think it is game changing in terms of people living a much richer, full life.
Fantastic. Matt Stringer, RNIB's Chief Executive, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Hubert, my pleasure. It's been a really great couple of hours here at Grimaldi, so good to speak to you about it. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.